Hi, Shruti. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
So, let's begin.
Yep.
Can you start by telling us three general facts about Indians in the workplace?
Well, I'd say the first one is Indians respect authority and hierarchy. It starts at home with respecting elders and carries over to the workplace with respect for seniority. Secondly, we enjoy being with others, taking breaks and lunches with colleagues. And lastly, Indians have a strong work ethic, and this is why they're very accommodating with extra work or deadlines.
Right. And what can you tell us about Indian time, as in punctuality for meetings?
Indians are generally on time for an important business meetings, but they have a less strict view of time. So a delay of about 10 to 15 minutes is not perceived as a problem. Meetings can often begin or end late, so be prepared for that.
Okay. And what can you say about hierarchy in business?
Hierarchy plays an important role in the Indian workplace. Most businesses have a top-down management structure. In most workplaces, seniors are addressed as sir or ma'am. Even if they're addressed by first name, the formality is present. This also means that in some situations, Indians might find it difficult to say no to seniors or managers at work.
Right. Okay. And are there any definite no-nos in small talk topics?
I wouldn't say that. There aren't any definite no-nos, but religion, caste, and politics are touchy topics. So it's better to steer clear of these during small talk. There are many Indias within India, so generalizations should be avoided. And Indians love discussing their culture, food, travel, and sport. So these are the best topics to start with.
Okay, great. And lastly, what advice would you give to someone moving there for work or about to work with Indians on a project?
Indians put a lot of value on building personal relationships. They believe that a good rapport prevents a lot of disagreement at work. So building rapport and mutual trust is important. Secondly, asking for regular updates and having written guidelines always helps. If you're looking for positive answers, a good strategy is to rephrase the question. Lastly, we're very diverse as a country in our languages, cultures, and outlook. Understanding this diversity is the key to building long-lasting relationships.
Well, thank you so much for your time today.
It's been a pleasure.